Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on.
It's Wrestling Observer Live. And we're live 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. And Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. It's Jim Valley. A little different show today. There seems to be a pattern. I plan to have a fun little Saturday show today. Just jokingly talk about how I was right about Toni Storm. Told you a month ago what was going to happen. And it happened. It's going to joke about the Royal Rumble. How every year fans fantasy book the Rumble in their dream WrestleMania card. Only for every year, it's always one of the biggest stars who's getting the biggest push in the country. Who wins? Damn. Thought this was the year for Los Garza. Finally. And I want to talk about Bryce Mitchell. UFC fighter who loves Hitler. You know, if he really wanted to be a heel in UFC, he'd say, oh, Hillary Clinton was really nice and misunderstood. Now that, Dana White would fire his ass for that. But no, we have much more important things to discuss. The attorney for Janelle Grant has filed an amended lawsuit. I thought Ann Callis was just going to dot some I's, cross some T's to make it fit the legal parameters, but that is not what we have at all. To put it in movie terms, this new suit is the director's cut with many new details and lots of new information, including many new text messages, some complete with pictures of Vince McMahon. The old complaint was 67 pages. The new complaint, 101 pages. You know, last time, about a year ago, we talked about McMahon and Janelle Grant when the first lawsuit was released. My mood was mad and disgusted. And it's not that I'm not still mad and disgusted, but now I'm just resigned. I'll explain. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Nothing. Wrestling Observer Live. One little note. I'm getting another vocal cord procedure this week, so I doubt I'll be here live next week. I'm not positive. It'll depend on what the doctor tells me. So we'll see. SmackDown, a nothing show. A nothing of nothing, as nothing as ever nothing. Royal Rumble tonight at an earlier time. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific here in North America. Collision, taped on Wednesday. I've seen it. A fun show. Wild brawl. Mid-South street fight. Mox and Wheeler Yuta versus FTR. A very good three-way match for the TNT title. Daniel Garcia defends against Kyle O'Reilly and Lee Moriarty. Samoa Joe and Hook versus Nick Wayne and Kip Sabian. Megan Bain wrestles. Has she, like, lost weight, or is it the tan, or is it because her hair's lighter? She looks so different than she did in Japan. I mean, good for her, but I was just, there's definitely something different. Also, Harley Cameron wrestles Taya Valkyrie. If you don't know what happens, do you even watch wrestling? And of course, Timeless Toni Storm cuts a live promo on Mariah May. And if you have missed Timeless Toni Storm, well, this will be your fix, because she is as timeless as she's ever been. Unfortunately, as I mentioned, we have some uncomfortable things to talk about. The amended Janelle Grant lawsuit is out with more gross details. Yay. And look, if this show is going to harsh your Royal Rumble buzz, I'm not sorry, because this is not about scripted winners and losers. It's about real-life losers who, because they have money, power, and influence, almost always win. And this isn't about tribalism, any other company. This is as real as it gets. It's about a rich and powerful man with a documented history of abhorrent behavior, particularly around women. And those around him who may or may not have known, and some who facilitated, and some who even participated, allegedly. And this is about a desperate woman looking to dig herself out of a financial hole after her parents passed away and left her almost destitute and instead found herself intimidated, trapped, and objectified, in my personal opinion. You know, I expected the new complaint to be redrafted to fit just the necessary legal parameters. I did not expect so much more detail. You know the basic story. 2019, Janelle Grant got a job from Vince McMahon through a mutual friend who lived in her building. Vince initiated a sexual relationship that kept growing more and more involved and perverse. And she ended up doing very little actual work for WWE. She found herself as Vince's concubine. He allegedly promised her a vice president position in WWE that he never delivered on. A position that she wanted so she could get it on a resume, find a job somewhere else, and get out. And the suit says she was threatened, coerced, and intimidated, that Vince shared her nudes with the crew. The suit also alleges Vince forced her into three-way sexual encounters with other men. One time, where Grant claims Vince defecated on her head and demanded she continue with the other man while Vince went and showered off. Another allegation is that Vince ordered her to sexually gratify John Laurinaitis on a regular basis. And the suit also claims that Vince McMahon trafficked her by offering sex with Ms. Grant to Brock Lesnar if Brock resigned with the company. And guess what? The amended suit has more text messages that back up that claim. Now, Vince McMahon claims it was all consensual. This is a love affair gone wrong. A lover scorned. And look, if you remember the show I did after the first complaint was made public, I laid out a lot of the motives and intimidation used by Vince McMahon. And this amended lawsuit, in my opinion, does a much better job of spelling those things out. Just like I said, the new suit puts in writing how Ms. Grant was, in their opinion, systematically broken down, intimidated, and essentially threatened by people with more money, power, and influence than she could ever compete against. You know how people who have a bad childhood, they're messed up for the rest of her life? A lot of the same things happening here, in my opinion. Not only that, there are a lot more details. Text messages, including, bonus, pictures that Vince sent. Yay. Now, you've probably heard Brock Lesnar, Nick Khan, Brad Blum. Their names now appear in the complaint. Stephanie McMahon's name does not appear. If you remember, she was identified later by Grant's attorney. Why? Your guess is as good as mine, but that's really not the big news. What's news? Well, a new text message from in or about September 2020 had McMahon allegedly texting Grant to, quote, create custom pornographic content for producer Michael Hayes and his crew. I'm really looking forward to that toot-toot-toot t-shirt making a comeback. Where is Bruce Pritchard these days? Never mind. Coincidence, I'm sure. And look, it's entirely possible, to be fair, that Michael Hayes and people in production thought those texts were sent willingly. They could be completely innocent in this situation. She did send them and texted that she hoped that they enjoyed them. Now she loved to live up to the hype. And look, those texts could be pointed to by McMahon supporters as evidence that she enjoyed all of this. Well, that is, if she was the first woman to ever accuse Vince McMahon of inappropriate sexual behavior. Yeah, then maybe I could see the point. You know, people who always want to argue in Vince's defense want to just point to Janelle Grant and ignore, oh, I don't know, 40 years of history. She isn't even close to the first one. And certainly not the first person allegedly intimidated by Vince McMahon. A new claim describes McMahon video calling John Laurinaitis and proceeding to record Grant while she was nude without her consent. Suit alleges that when Grant moved to talent relations, WWE constructed a new custom corner office suite to Laurinaitis' tastes. And that suite shared a wall with Paul Levesque's office, Triple H. Now look, far be it from me to cast aspersions. My wife is downstairs right now, not next door. I can hear her watching TV. In your house, someone uses the restroom. Is it dead silent? No. Again, worked in a number of offices. You can hear things. Did Paul Levesque? Don't know. Not saying he did. You'd have to ask him. Nobody will, but you'd have to ask him. Who knows? Maybe he cranks up the volume on the NXT monitors in his office. Maybe he's listening to Motorhead in his earbuds. I couldn't say. The office had an internal door that connected directly to Laurinaitis' office, the suit alleges. And Nick Khan and Brad Blum were allegedly involved with the planning of this office. A CEO. CEO and a COO working on the designs of an office? What, were the Property Brothers not available? Talk about this very weird development. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Valley. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline. Talk about the new amended Janelle Grant lawsuit and some new gross details. When Janelle Grant was moved to work and report to John Laurinaitis, they designed a brand new office for him to his specifications. And if you believe the lawsuit says that Nick Khan, the CEO, the top guy, and Brad Bloom, at the time, the COO, were allegedly involved with the planning of this office. It's Extreme Makeover, WWE Office Edition. Where's that lazy Ty Pennington when we need him? Why would Nick Khan and Brad Blum help with the remodel? Is this something that top executives do? Now, why are they helping the design of an office? Having an opinion on an office is one thing. Actively helping is another. And here's another question. Why is this mentioned in the lawsuit? Obviously, the plaintiff's counsel thinks this is important for some reason. I couldn't say why. But clearly, they're going somewhere with this. And if they're not, now the counsel's not as smart as I thought. But let me ask you this. Where you work, if you work in like a big office, does the top corporate executive help with construction and office design? I think Jeff Bezos does that. How about the CEO of Arizona Iced Tea? Think he's hanging drywall for a vice president's office? Ben and Jerry need to get off their ass. You know, I've been here almost over 5 years. Not one time have Dave or Brian offered to help me with my office. Not once. Lazy dirt sheet writers. And you know what? When Grant was in a different office, Vince had a badge lock put on it, meaning you had to have a badge to open up that door. Wonder why. And the suit has a transcript of a voice message McMahon left for Grant, repeatedly asking her to sign the NDA. At one point saying, quote, "We need to work on this really effing fast. Otherwise, I'm double left." It's funny. I thought Vince was into being double left. Never mind. It also acknowledges Jerry McDivitt. And this is the part so many defenders miss out on. It acknowledges Jerry McDivitt as the person McMahon referenced to Grant regarding a high-powered attorney he had on speed dial. The guy who fixed things and made problems go away. According to the suit, Grant agreeing to the NDA was entered under duress and or as a result of a fraudulent indoctment engaged in by McMahon, and the same is void as a matter of law. Now, McMahon allegedly, the suit says, obtained Grant's nude photos while being filmed for the Mr. McMahon documentary that aired on Netflix. It is literally in the case. They show pictures of Vince McMahon, of the documentary, of Vince McMahon sitting there in the meeting. So make sure that the camera. And then they show pictures that Vince sent to Janelle Grant, and the pictures match up exactly. The carpet, the desks, the people sitting at the desks. It's all right there. Allegedly. You know, McMahon's attorney called the amended lawsuit a, quote, a publicity stunt in a statement sent to journalist BJ Bethel, who does a great job. Now, certainly it's going to garner some publicity for the Mr. McMahon's Netflix documentary. Boy, that WWE Netflix documentary, or Netflix partnership is really paying off, huh? Never known a lawsuit that helps with corporate synergy. Wonder if it's going to rate next week. You know, so many people offer up their stupid opinions without even reading the complaint. I see it all the time. Dummies. Why didn't she just leave? She could have left anytime. No, in the lawsuit, the amended one, a new paragraph says Grant did not feel free to quit her job and walk away. Quote, immersion in the legal department demonstrated to Ms. Grant the highly reactive, even retaliatory nature of WWE such that she felt increasingly trapped. Hey, question. Have you ever heard of WWE or Vince McMahon retaliating against anybody? Anyone? Just curious. Oh, yeah, right. I had to. The lawsuit also alleges that Paul McMahon was openly sharing explicit content with her and others, of her content with others. He also attempted to conceal his behavior. Get this. By addressing WWE emails, referring to Grant as Thomas Grant. Why not just Lou Grant? Or Cary Grant? Eddie Grant? Let's rock down to Electric Avenue. And we'll take it higher. There are also text messages that show McMahon telling Grant what other men said they wanted to do to her. It's just, it's ridiculous. And you know, people always want to phrase this as one man versus one woman. Like it's an equal fight. And it's not. Because, like I said last time, it's one woman against a system. A system of people, employees, confidants, who willingly or unwillingly do Vince's bidding or know to look the other way. Why do they know to look the other way? Anyway, it's one woman against Caesar. That's what they called Vince in WWE. He's Caesar. Everything is built to cater to his every whim and need. Why do you think Vince always came across so poorly in interviews and to the general public? Because he's used to his own little world where he's the focus. The big man on campus. The alpha of all alpha males. You know, it's just ridiculous. And not only that, there's another system. The psychological system. You've heard the stories. Wrestlers are mad. They don't want to do something. They go into Vince's office to protest. Give him a piece of their mind. And they come out doing exactly what Vince wants. Vince's office and his library filled with psychology books. It's not one man and one woman. It's a system. She was up against a system. And if you think it's so easy to go up against a billionaire who has infinite resources at their fingertips, I suggest you go do it. Go bring down Amazon or Meta. Go ahead. I'll wait. You don't think the very powerful have fixers that have get their hands dirty? Of course they do. Vince even said it, talking about Jerry McDivitt. And I'm not implying Jerry did anything illegal, but he certainly, as they say in WWE, plays tackle football on cement. WWE claimed to have conducted an investigation into the alleged behavior of Vince McMahon with various female talent and subordinates. Janelle Grant initially contacted. Her attorney said she's quite willing to talk to the special committee. She was never questioned. The investigation ended without ever talking to her. It's quite an investigation. And now, the battle is over arbitration. The NDA says it must go to arbitration. We shall see. I get this from people all the time. Oh, Jim, you've changed. Like I'm upset about a storyline or my favorite wrestler isn't getting a push. And of course I asked them, whatever could have brought this on? And they damn well know. And they never answer. Wonder why. Look, if you can read the Janelle Richards with the horrific people, not change. Jim Pal, Wrestling Observer.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Bell, Wrestling Observer Live, very excited. New sponsor this week. As you know, all the big podcasts have sponsors. You know, if I ever want to be a big-time podcast, I got to sell like some mattresses or cereal that tastes like sawdust or some psychology app. Just give me some money. But I have a new sponsor this week. Very excited. Today's episode, sponsored by Nikon Architecture. For all your office design needs, from private internal doors to shared walls with your chief creative officer, Nikon Architecture can design to your taste, no matter how little taste you have. Nikon Architecture, CEO's got nothing better to do. I'm just so resigned, you know? I'm just resigned. You know, the Royal Rumble is a very fun concept. Maybe the most fun event on the WWE calendar. And that's the easiest event for non-fans to enjoy. And if you want to go watch it, enjoy. Look, I'm not your mom. But don't be so naive to believe that WWE is suddenly Lily White, just because Vince McMahon is gone. And look, and I don't know who. I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but I personally find it very difficult to believe that nobody knew anything. It's not like Vince McMahon is known for his subtlety. It's not like Vince McMahon had to hide anything. Like I said, he was Caesar. Now, you also get these people who try to hit you with a purity test. Well, this thing over here, that's bad too. What about this? That? Or this wrestler? Or that? And then I'll ask, well, what did so-and-so do? And they can't tell me. They just kind of know the rumor, generally. Look, this has documentation. This has a lot of history. And it's got text messages. You give me documentation, some kind of public statement, I'll talk about anybody. And if one alleged sexual assault is bad in your book, this should be the worst thing. Why not over 2 years of grooming, alleged gaslighting, and sexual assault? Why not 40 years of documented behavior? And look, if that doesn't bother you, fine. Then just tell me, where's your line? Is there a line? Don't have a line, then why even have laws? But they love the purity test. All the kids, you know, the little kids who made your phone and your clothes and the poorly paid immigrants who pick your food, all those things need to be fixed. But this isn't a show about iPhones. This isn't a farming podcast. It's about pro wrestling. And look, to all the kids who are media at the Royal Rumble, I say this to you. Do your damn job. Look, your job isn't to get swag bags and eat catering and think you're a big shot. Your job isn't to pretend you're friends with WWE superstars. Quick note. Unless you hang out with them at their house, or vice versa, you're not friends. You know, there's a wrestler, Bob Roop, who's retired now. I remember one time he did an interview and said, oh, I don't want to talk about that. And he was joking. He goes, you know, I'm just a phone call away from getting a job. Everybody in wrestling thinks they're a phone call away from getting back in and getting that payday. Just a phone call away. I've been a phone call away. I know what it's like. But it's That's what these people dream. They think that they're going to somehow get a job. They just got to be nice to everybody. And look, there are people in WWE who are millionaires because of WWE. They know where the bread is buttered. They have families, college to pay for maybe someday or now. Probably medical bills looming in old age they'll need to take care of. They're going to lose income to stand on principle. Even though, for some of them, that's their wrestling gimmick. It's definitely a gimmick. This is just a podcast. I'm just some guy with a raspy voice who is either very good or very bad at almost dying. And the Royal Rumble timing is not ideal for the company, but they survived the bigger bombshell last year at the Rumble. And there might be a couple of questions. And Levesque or whomever will say they can't comment on ongoing legal action, and that'll be it. Because with the exception of a few, like B.J. Bethel, John Pollock, Brandon Thurston, a few others, wrestling media, for the most part, a lot of them are just kids trying to be in the wrestling business. WWE knows this, and they exploit it. They also know they're subtly intimidating. You know what else drives me crazy? There are these podcasts. And look, I think it's great, okay? I think it's great that they focus on women's wrestling and the time they get. And, you know, they advocate for women's wrestling. But then they sit at these press conferences and don't talk about the important issues. Which is more important? This? Or how much time the second women's match got on the card? Oh no! Mia Yim, Meechan only got 3 minutes. Which is more important? Glad WWE is taking the alleged safety of Asuka seriously. She needs to be protected, apparently. And if you're a fan, don't do that stuff. Don't be a psycho. But where were people protecting other women when the calls were coming from inside the house? You know, ask the questions. Keep asking the questions. If you're in the media, you control it, not the person at the podium. They don't have to answer, but you don't have to stop. You know, somebody say, last time someone goes, oh, don't bother asking. Don't do it because they'll just say nothing. Well, guess what? Somebody asked and Triple H swallowed his foot whole. That is why you ask. Or perhaps Triple H could exonerate himself. Either way, you're going to give him the opportunity. I'm not necessarily saying you're playing gotcha. Maybe they want the opportunity to clear things. To clear the air. Or maybe they'll say something stupid again. But don't let it go. Just because you think you're somebody's friend. You're not. Don't get worked. You're not a phone call away. It drives me crazy. You know, look, like I've said before, there used to be people in WWE who would talk to me. Now they don't. And that's fine. I understand. Maybe they're mad at me. Maybe they're gonna protect themselves. I don't know. Whatever the reason is, I'm fine with that. You know, companies are good. They employ people. They generate revenue. Blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, companies are not your friend. You still have to have accountability. And if you're at that press conference, your job is accountability. Don't have to be a jerk about it. But that's your job. And if you get locked out, you get locked out. Is a free hot dog really worth it? Is a free WrestleMania hat and a program that important to you? Ask the questions. This is what you signed up for. This is a real story. Yeah. It drives me crazy. If you're going to advocate for women, great. Advocate for women. But don't skimp when it's real. Don't wilt when it's real. There is, in this, there is a lot of, in my opinion, a lot of meat on this bone. There is a lot of damning allegations in this amended lawsuit. There are more text messages. There are pictures of Vince. There are pictures of his office. There's a lot of stuff here. And there are more text messages that back up the sex trafficking. You know, I've read these people today, you know, who haven't read the lawsuit. Oh, she wanted it. Oh, it was for the money. Oh, it was, it's like they have no idea what they're talking about. Because they haven't read it. But they just want to have their opinion. And flood the space. Because, you know, corporations are our identity today. I don't know. Oh, somebody goes, hey, Jim, it's AI art, obviously. Yes. I'm pretty sure Vince didn't have six fingers in this picture. Someone asked about the Brock Lesnar information. Well, one, Brock is officially named, even though technically we already knew that. But his name is now officially in the lawsuit. But there are text messages now that I can't find it because I'd have to scroll right now. But there are text messages that corroborate Janelle Grant's version of the situation with Brock Lesnar. She was used as a bargaining chip, allegedly, to get Brock to re-sign with the company. Yeah, BJ Henning says, the grooming is well outlined in the first lawsuit. And this new suit makes even more, yeah, brings more things to the light. Exactly. Now, I'll tell you what. As I was reading this, I'm like, why didn't they just pay this woman? You have more than enough. My God, you could pay this woman $50 million and it wouldn't make a dent. What is, just pay this woman. Why are you dragging this out? Pay this woman. Go stand on a stage with your best friend, Vince. He'll say you're exonerated. People will believe it. And you can work the Hulk Hogan. All right, we'll wrap it up. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
I'm different. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k?
Today, we urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. Look, the timing of this lawsuit is not great for WWE. But come Wednesday, people will just be criticizing Dynamite. That damn Tony Khan. I don't know. Vince may be out of the company, but it's probably only a matter of time before he's back doing something. Just like Hogan. And today, Royal Rumble, another ritual. 30 men, 30 women will be cheered as they come out individually and battle for that coveted shot to point at the WrestleMania sign. Fans will believe their favorite has a chance of winning, even though it's always invariably one of the top two stars in the company and whoever they're pushing. It doesn't matter that it's been that way for 30 some odd years. They still believe. And I would like to believe that something will come out of this, the Janelle Grant lawsuit. And much like fans believing their favorite can, me believing that Vince won't get away with this, just like those fans, it's an exercise in futility. I've been mad. I've been disgusted. I've been grossed out. And now, I'm just resigned. They got away with it before. Get away with it again. They'll ignore the questions, talk about all the money they made, and they'll enjoy the Rumble, enjoy Collision. Maybe we'll be back next week or not sure. We'll see. Anyway, I appreciate you being here. Jim Fallon, Wrestling Observer.